on the surface, the last words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu are incredibly shocking. In Dvarim Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Dalet, we read, Vayomer Adonai Elav, Zot Haaretz Asher Nishbati L'Avraham L'Yitzchak L'Yaakov L'Emor L'Zarecha Tznena Hariticha Be'enecha V'Shama Lo Tavor. After the beautiful scene of Hashem showing Moshe Rabbeinu all of Eretz Yisrael in detail, Hashem turns to him and says, I've shown it to you, and you're not going to go there. Sounding almost like Hashem's taunting him, which is so difficult to understand for so many reasons, including the fact that it doesn't fit the rest of the context where the Torah is talking about the tremendous greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu, and suddenly in the middle of that, we have this taunt of, you know, see this? You can't have it. Very, very strange. Very difficult to understand. I believe the key to understanding it is the realization that the Torah doesn't write this for Moshe Rabbeinu. This is not directed really at Moshe Rabbeinu. It's directed at us. It's telling us something very important, giving us a very important perspective. And the perspective is as follows. It's twofold. Number one, we have to understand that, as Rav Kook Zatzal talks about in the beginning of Orot, the understanding that Eretz Yisrael is fundamental to the entire Torah is crucial for our being able to attain clarity and proper understanding of the Torah in general. We need to understand that Eretz Yisrael is the Ya'ad, is the destination, is the destiny of Am Yisrael, is the proper context for Torah to be lived and to learn and to be learned. And that understanding and that longing for it has to be paramount. Otherwise, we're missing something very fundamental in Torah, and our entire view of Torah is skewed. However, the Torah wants us to understand also that despite the emphasis on how the context for Eretz Yisrael, for Torah is Eretz Yisrael, that the foundation of Torah is Eretz Yisrael, that is emphasized again and again throughout the whole Torah, and especially in Sefer Dvarim, as much as it wants us to understand this, it wants us to also understand that a person can be Moshe Rabbeinu even though he never arrives at Eretz Yisrael, even though Hashem prevents him from reaching that destination. Obviously, it has to be that Hashem is preventing him, not that the person is holding himself back. But Moshe Rabbeinu, who tries and tries, who that's his longing, that's his goal, and he understands that this is, and emphasizes to Bnei Yisrael, this is the goal and this is the destiny. So for Moshe Rabbeinu, the fact that he doesn't arrive there is not the point. And he can still be Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is a tremendous lesson for Am Yisrael throughout millennium of not being able to arrive at Eretz Yisrael. That on the one hand, there needs to be the understanding that that is the goal, that is the desired destination, that is the foundation of Torah. And yet, if we're connected to it, if we understand it, if we have that perspective and we have that longing, if we're not able to be there, we can still have the Torah. That's point number one. Point number two, which gives context to the first point, is the following. In this very pasuk, the Torah emphasizes, Zot ha'aretz asher nishbati l'Avraham l'Yitzchak l'Yaakov l'Emor l'zaracha etnena. Hashem says that I gave Eretz Yisrael to the Avot, but not so that they would have Eretz Yisrael. I gave it to them so that their children, their descendants, that Am Yisrael would have Eretz Yisrael. In other words, we have to always understand that it's not about us. It's not about our reaching the destination or the goal. It's not about our reaching a certain spiritual height. It's about our contributing to Am Yisrael and our future generations, as well as the current generation, to come closer to that goal. Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness is not diminished at all because he doesn't reach Eretz Yisrael. The point is not whether he personally reaches Eretz Yisrael. The point is that he brings Bnei Yisrael from Mitzrayim to the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, so that now they can move forward in the next generation for Kibush Haaretz and for Nachlat Haaretz. The fact that he is not going to do it personally, but it's going to be continued by his Talmud Yoshua, is not the point. The point is that he has contributed to this movement of Am Yisrael, to this growth of Am Yisrael. And that is emphasized in this very pasuk and gives context, I think, to the first point as well. And it's these perspectives that the Torah wants us to understand in this statement to Moshe Rabbeinu.